Today's share is for Zchus, for Refuah Shleima, for Reb Shalom ben Bracha. Today's share is Masechet Ksubos Daf Lamed. We will begin on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the top line, Hanichla Reb Shevev. In the previous share, the Gemara had taught us that our Mishnah that says that if somebody was Ma'anis, if somebody violated, was Mefata, a woman who you may not marry, even a chai v'krisis or chai v'lavin, there's still an obligation to pay a knas. And the Gemara had said this was contrary to what Shimon Menashe and Shimon HaTimani had taught us. Because they had taught us that, according to Shimon Menashe, if there's a woman where you can't have kedushin, the halacha is, according to Shimon HaTimani, if there's a woman you can't have kedushin with, he said there would be no chiyuv knas. Rav Shimon Menashe said it would any woman who you may not remain married to, there is no knas. And the Gemara said the nafkamina between the two of them would be chai v'lavin, where according to the Chum Kedushin is typhus with a chai v'lavin, and therefore according to Shimon HaTamani, the halacha would be she's entitled to knas, whereas Rav Shimon Menashe says you're not allowed to remain married to her. But the Gemara then asked, according to Rabbi Kiva, what would be the nafgamina between Shimon HaTamani and Shimon Menashe? Because Shimon HaTamani, Rabbi Kiva holds, Kedushin is not typhus, even by a woman that's a chai v'lavin. So the Gemara said, first the Gemara tried to say the nafgamina would be Amon al-Kohen Gadol. But then the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Shevav, Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedushin is not typhus by Amon el Kohen Gadol. So the last teretz we had in the Gemara was a mitzri v'adoimi, where the iser to marry a mitzri v'adoimi, it's mitzvah asay. And what the Gemara is saying is that according to Shimon Tamani, and therefore Kedushin is typhus, so according to Shimon Tamani, a mitzri v'adoimi would be a candidate for knas, because Kedushin is typhus. According to Rav Shimon Menashe, where you're not allowed to remain married to those women, since you're not allowed to remain married to those women, they would not be a candidate for knas. Ask the Gemara, Hanicha, Rabbi Shevav, this explanation will work. Lafuki mitam Reb Simai kasi. The Reb Simai said that whenever there's an Issalav, Rabbi Kiva held that Amon al Kohen Gadol, Grush v'chalutz al Kohen Hedyot, that Reb Simai held that there is an Esser Lav there. And Reb Shevav argued and said that Rabbi Kiva holds as a Vlad Mamzer. Shaper, so we could hold that Rabbi Shevav will however agree that even though he holds whatever there's a Chiv Lav involved, it makes no difference what is the Chiv Lav. Rabbi Kiva holds there's a Mamzer. And he, however, will agree by Chayve Essay, Rabbi Kiva holds there's no Mamzer. But if Rabbi Shiva is not addressing Reb Simai, rather he's saying the kol she'en le'biyah b'Yisrael, wherever this is a marriage which is not supposed to take place, his opinion is havlad mamzer, that even makes no difference what the isser is, since this was a marriage that wasn't supposed to take place, the child is mamzer, and therefore he'll say that even by chayve essay, the aloch is that if somebody marries somebody who is also to him with a chayva essay, then my ben I feel chayva essay, so then my benayu answers the Gemara ikka benayu b'lul a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol will have violated a girl who's a nara, who's a bu'ula, and she's single. The yisr there is because ki im b'sula mi'amba v'yikach isha. Here, even Reb Yeshevav will agree that the child is not a mamzer, even though it certainly involves an isser. And why shna? Ask the Gemara, why would it be different? Why would this be a case that even Rabbi Shevav would agree that even though there's an isser in having this marriage, the child is not a mamzer? Says the Gemara, because there are two reasons that make this isser weaker. One is it's an assay. And number two, it's not just an assay. It's an assay, she'en shava b'kol. It's only an assay that applies to a Kohen Gadol. So when you have these two inherent weaknesses in the Isser, even Rabbi Shevav will agree that the kalocha is that the child born from such a marriage will not be a mamzer. And now we can have, even according to Rabbi Shevav, the nafgamina between Shimon HaTamani and Shimon Manasseh. Shimon HaTamani will say, since the kedushin is typhus, she's a candidate for knas, and Shimon Manasseh will hold not. Says the Gemara, even though we've been speaking that certainly according to Shimon HaTamani and Rav Shimon Manasseh, where the Kedushin is not typhus, where the Kedushin is not effective, there is no Knas. So certainly when the woman in question is a Chiyuv Karis, the marriage between this man and a woman involves a Chiyuv Karis, there is no Knas. The Kedusha is not typhus, and certainly may not remain married to them. Says Rav Chisda, Hakam Moed Mebal Anida, everybody will agree that if somebody has relations with Anida, and we know that the Isser to have relations with Anida is a Chiyuv Knas, Shemesham Klas. Explains the Gemara. L'mandama, Yesh Bavaya, according to Shem and Tamani, that the test is the Kedushin typhus or not? Hanami Yesh Bavaya. This is certainly a woman where Kedushin is typhus. Even though we discussed earlier in our Masechta that there is a question in the Rishonim if Kedushin is typhus by a woman that's a Nida, we discussed the situation of Chuppas Nida. The halacha is 2 points. Number one, there we're speaking about Nesuin. We were speaking about a Chuppas Nida. In our Gemara today, we're not talking about Nesuin. In our Gemara, we're talking about Erisin. And everybody will agree, perhaps, many Rishonim that will hold that a Chuppas Nida is not effective, will however hold that a Erisin of a Nida is effective. Furthermore, the Rishonim say that when we speak about a Chiyuv Karis and now Sugya, we're speaking about a woman who's a Chiyuv Karis, there will always be a Chiyuv Karis. Whereas when we speak about a Nida, even though currently she is a Nida, but she ultimately will become Tar. And then certainly she's a candidate for Kedushin. And that's why such a person, that's why Anida, even though she's a Chiyuv Karis, the Kedushin is typhus. And certainly according to the Mandama that the test, according to Rav Shimon Manasseh, the test is, if you're allowed to remain married, the halacha is, Hinami Rui L'Kaima. Of course, if a man is married to a Nida, the halacha is the marriage remains a marriage. As long as she's a Nida, they're not allowed to have relations, says the Gemara. But there's going to be, as we mentioned in our previous year, another Tana who will disagree with our Mishnah. Lefuki, our Mishnah will not be consistent with Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Because as we mentioned in our previous year, and we'll discuss it more today, there's the concept of Kimlei Medrabmanei. So certainly, we say Kimlei Medrabmanei, if somebody is chai, did a aveira for which there's a chiv misib de Adam, and a chiv also of mammon. And Kimlei Medrabmanei says we give the more serious punishment. But our Gemara is teaching us, Rav Chanunya ben Akanya says, that even when the two punishments are Chiyuv Karis and Chiyuv Mamon, which is the case in our Gemara, where somebody was Ma'anis or Mefata, a woman, that there's a Chiyuv Karis, so there's Knas, which is Mamon, and there's Karis. Rav Chanunya ben Akanya says that we still apply in such situation the concept of Kimlei Medrabmanei. And therefore, if we follow the opinion of Rav Chanunya ben Akanya and our Mishnah, there should be no Knas. The Tanya of Mechunim and Akana, how he says, Yom Kippurim Kishabbos Tashlumim. Just like on Shabbos, if somebody's Mechal Shabbos, since there's a Chiyuv Misa, and if at that time, as we will discuss such examples, he's also Chayiv Mamon, we say Kimla Medrabbanei, Ma Shabbos Meschayiv Benafshoi, his Chayiv Misa is Bezdin, and therefore he's Potem at Tashlumim, because we apply the concept of Kimlei Medrabbanei, because as the Pasuk says, we're going to learn this later in our Perek, the Pasuk says, Parshas Mishpatim. V'chi anotzu anoshim, if people of men are fighting with nokva isha hora, and they hurt a pregnant woman, v'yotzi l'deh v'loyya osan, onesh y'onesh, kashi yoshis olabal isha v'nosim v'flinim. So the Torah says, only since nobody died, So there's no chiv misa, that's all you have to pay. But if there would be a chiv misa, you wouldn't have to pay. Af Yom Kippur Meskai B'Nafshoi, Yom Kippur, if somebody violates Yom Kippur, which is a chiv karis, Potem et Hashlumim. So we see that Rav Chunya ben Akana applies the concept of Kimle B'Drabimene to karis, as not just to a situation of misa B'Day Adam. Why does Rav Chunya ben Akana use the words Yom Kippurim Kishabbos? Because the Achrayim explain, the Mishnah Masechta Megillah of Zayinim and Beis says, "Ein bein Shabbos yom Kippurim." There is no difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. El shezez zodayim b'day adam zez zodayim b'karis. So we see that the Mishnah is already teaching us that Yom Kippur and Shabbos are to be treated the same. Since they're treated the same, so just like by Shabbos, we all understand and agree that we apply the concept of Kimlei b'Derabbanei. So too on. Just like on Shabbos, we apply the concept of Kilim Rabbanei, so too on Yaakov Avinu. So the Sefer Chelkas Yaakov has a kuntres called Kavod de Kashyosa. In that Sefer of Kavod de Kashyosa, he brings different questions which are sort of Shas questions. So he asks from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that our Gemara just said, according to Rabbi Chunya ben Akana, our Mishnah would not be applicable. Because since some of the women mentioned in our Mishnah come with Chiyuv Karis, if Rav Nechunya ben Akana applies Kimlei b'Derabbanei, then we don't say, if it applies Kimlei b'Derabbanei, since there's a Chiyuv Karis, there can't be a Chiyuv Kanas. So ask the Chelkas Yaakov, we know that in the Bezdin Shamala, they only punish people from the age of 20. That means that the Chiyuv Karis only begins at the age of 20. The Mishnah here, what would be the halacha if when we're being ma'anis a ketana, and the ketana is ma'anis a nar who's 12, and the boy is under 20. So there's no chiv karis. If there's no chiv karis, why would the Chunya ben Akana apply the concept of Kimlei b'Derabbanei? So one teretz that he suggests, he says that not everybody agrees that in Shemayim, there are no punishments for people who are under 20. Another teretz that he says that, and what's the reason he says it? Because our Gemara just said that he compares Chiyuv Karis to Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. And just like Chiyuv Mises Bezdin is from the age of Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah, so too is the Chiyuv Karis. Another teretz that he gives, is when we say that when somebody is under 20, he's not subject to karis. So he explains, the reason we say Kimlei b'Derabbanei is not connected to the actual punishment that is or isn't given. Rather, he says, the Kimlei b'Derabbanei is a discussion of the Aveira. If somebody did an Aveira, which comes with karis a moment, the Chiyuv Karis takes over the Chiyuv moment. And exempts the Chiyuv Mamon. So explains the Kavod Kashaisa. If a person under 20 did an Aveira for which there's a Chiyuv Karis, even if he won't actually receive the Karis because he's under 20, that's only a technicality. But really, he is Chiyuv Karis. And that's why, even in such a case, Rabbi Chunya ben Akana would apply the concept of Kimlei b'Derabbanei. Ask the Gemara, my Talmud Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that applies the concept of Kimlei b'Derabbanei by Koris, just like it does by Misa b'Day Adam. Amar ba'ay nema osun b'Day Adam. When the Torah speaks about punishing a person for with a onish b'Day Adam, the Torah says, "V'en loya osun onish onish." The pasuk we just quoted teaches us that if no one died, then the halacha is that he should have to pay whatever the children that were miscarried are worth. If he would have to die, then we wouldn't have to pay. But then, says the Gemara, the Torah also speaks about, uses the word osun when it's b'day shemayim. Because the pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu did not want to send Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, because he was concerned that something may happen to him during that trip, The pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu said, "V'yam lo yered b'niyim machem ki achem meis v'hu levad nisher v'kra osam b'derech ashtel chabal." Ma osan amar b'day adam. Just like by osan b'day adam, we know that Allah is that we apply the concept of kimle b'derabim nei. Af from here learns Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. Af osan habdei shmaim patam tashlumim. And that's why he says that even by Kharis, we apply the concept of Kimlei B'drabmanei. The Chroinim debate, when the Gemara is learning here, it's this Gzeri Shava, is it considered a full-fledged Gzeri Shava? And if it would be a full-fledged Gzeri Shava, it would have to have all the halachas of Gzeri Shava, with the Psukim being extra, etc. Or others say that this Gemara is not to be understood as a Gzeri Shava. But rather, the way to understand this Gemara is it's a Gilui Milsa. The Torah is teaching us what is the definition of the word Asan. And the Torah is telling us that the definition of Asan means anything that is a Misa involved, whether it's B'day Adam, B'day Shemayim. Ask the Gemara on Abaye's explanation. Maskala Ravada Bahava. How do we know when Yaakov Avinu was worrying about Yosef? He was worried al tzinim apachim. He was worried about something like the heat or the cold, the b'day shemayim nenu, which is something that's b'day shemayim. Maybe what he was worried about was that they should not be attached by lions or bandits, which are b'day adam nenu, that they B'nai Adam, and we wouldn't have a raya that the definition of Asan means B'nai Shemayim. So the Achroinim asks, the B'nai Yeshua asks, the Gemara wants to say that the definition of Asan, that Yaakovinu used that word, was B'nai Adam, not B'nai Shemayim. Well, why would we want to, what would push us to say that? What would cause us to say that the Pasuk refers much more to B'nai Adam than B'day Shemayim? Says the Pnei Yeshua, the proof is from what happened. Yehuda accepted upon himself responsibility. So if Yaakov Avinu was concerned about something that could happen B'day Shemayim, the question the Gemara is asking, says the Pnei Yeshua, is how could have Yehuda taken responsibility? We can't control what happens B'day Shemayim. It must be Yaakov Avinu was concerned about something that's B'day Adam, and that's why Yehuda said, "I'll take responsibility." Continues the Gemara with the Pnei Yeshua's explanation. Ata Yaakov ha'haz ezer ha'hala ezer. Was Yaakov more concerned by one or the other? Yaakov kamil ezer. He was worried about anything that could happen to Binyamin. Both B'day Shemayim, B'day Adam. So the way the Pnei Yeshua continues to explain the Gemara, what Yaakov Avinu and Yehuda realized, that everything that's supposed to happen to a person is predestined from the beginning of the year. And since everything is predestined from the beginning of the year, we have very little control over anything. And what Yaakov was saying is that we'll do the best we can. So we'll do the best we can. So it doesn't make a difference if it's B'day Shemayim, it's B'day Adam. Neither of them are something that we really have total control over. Says the Gemara, "B'tzinim pachim B'day Shemayim nenu." The Gemara gave as an example, it was something that is B'day Shemayim, "Tzinim pachim." The posh pshat "tzinim pachim" means cold and heat. Ask the Gemara, is that something that's B'day Shemayim? Vatanya asked the Gemara, have we not learned in a Braisa? Haka B'day Shemayim? Everything is in the control of Shemayim. Chutz mipitzim mepachim. That is with our control. And what the Ritva explains, and many Rishonim explain, what that means to say is that of course everything is in the hands of Hashem. But there are certain things that we could control to some degree. Shinamar, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, tzinim upachim b'derech ikesh, shayminach shayichemahem. Heat and cold is something that you could control by putting on a coat in the winter and making yourself comfortable in the summer. Vesu. And furthermore, says the Gemara, Ari of Aganve, lions and bandits. are considered b'day Adam Ninu? Is that considered b'day Adam? Ask the Gemara of Rav Yosef v'chaytan Rav Chiya. Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash. From the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, apish the bottle Sanhedrin, even though unfortunately there's no longer Sanhedrin, abis misis like bottle. The Bezdin, the Misib Dei Adam, the Bezdin sometimes sentences did not stop. So stops the Gemara like Batlu. It didn't stop, but Batlu. We know that unfortunately we no longer have a Sanhedrin. So the Rishonim Tosfos asks, why is the Gemara saying Miyom Shabatlu Sanhedrin? From the day the Sanhedrin stopped. It's really not from the day the Sanhedrin stopped. It's from 40 years before the Sanhedrin stopped, where they no longer were in session. So the Gemara says that 40 years before the Sanhedrin, before the Churban, the Sanhedrin no longer were in session. So Tosfos answers, even though they weren't officially in session anymore for 40 years from the before the Churban, when it was necessary, if they saw there was a need, they would go back in session. But once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it was totally out of session. Ella says the Gemara, what it means is, then Abba Mises Leibotlu. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a person with Abba Mises didn't stop. Meaning, Mishnah Schayiv Skila, if somebody did an aver for which there's a Chayiv Skila, Oy Neifel Menagag, or he would fall off the roof, Oy Chayiv Dar Sosai, which is similar to Skila, where they would throw the person off the roof, or he would be trampled. Mishnah Schayiv Sreif, if somebody did an aver for the carries with a chiyuv sreifa, I knife him at leikam. He would fall into a fire. I nachsh makisha. He would be bitten by a snake, and the venom would burn him up. Mishnah schayb hariga. Somebody was chayb misasayif sayif decapitation. I nimsla malchus, which is where the government in those days would put somebody to death. I list him by a love, which is again the way that the listim would kill their victims. Mishnah Schayiv Chenek, somebody was Chayiv Chenek, Oy Taveya Benar, or he would drown, and drowning would cause asphyxiation, which is Chenek, Oy Meis Besurniki, which is a type of a disease which causes asphyxiation. But we see from here that Misa Aydei Aryeh, or listim, are one of the ways of Misa B'dei Shemayim. Says the Gemara Ra'epach, what we have to say is Aryeh v'ganvei are b'dei Shemayim. If a person's chayim misa b'dei Shemayim, that's the way he's going to suffer. Tzinim v'pachim are considered situations which are b'dei Adam. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer, wrote a Sefer on the Perek Shira. And he says that in the Perek Shira, he writes that why sometimes do we see a person falls off the roof, he just dies for falling off the roof, and sometimes he's trampled. So he says, in both cases, our Gemara says that that's the individual who Rachman Tzlom was Chayiv Misa, Skila, and that's what happens to him. But why is it that sometimes he just falls off the roof, and sometimes he's also trampled? So he says, if somebody did an Avera, for which there's a Chayiv Skila, but he did not enjoy doing that Avera, so then the Mida Kenegen Mida is he just falls off the roof. But if he falls off the roof and if he did an Avera, not only did he do an Avera, but he actually enjoyed doing the Avera, then he's trampled. So he says that we look in the Perek Shira when the Zev, the fox, speaks about the Shira. It says every day, the Pasuk says, a kol dvar pesha, yishalem shnayim lereyu. The lion, the zev, the fox, explains why when it has a victim, does it rip it up? Because the person who did the aveira enjoyed doing the aveira. And that's why we find by certain averas that the person who did the aveira has to pay kefil. The ganef who steals, not only does he have to pay back what he stole, but he has to pay kefil. Why does he have to pay kefil? Because he enjoyed the Avera. And that's what the Zev says. I enjoy ripping up. I eat what I rip up. And therefore, since I enjoy it, I'm like the person who has to pay kefil. And says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the person who enjoys the Avera, for which there's a chiyuv skila, not only does he fall off the roof, but he also will get trampled, to show that that was the way he did the Avera.
So the Chassam Sofer points out that our Gemara speaks about certain horrible deaths, and how the Gemara says that people who suffer these deaths were chayiv these misa. So it says that, says the Chassam Sofer, we find there are people who are great tzaddikim that didn't do this kind of avarice, and of course suffered these terrible deaths. So he says, look at the word of the Gemara. He says, Mishan Eschayiv, it says, Mishan Eschayiv Saif Nimsav Lamalchus. That means sometimes somebody's Chayiv Saif to be Nimsav Lamalchus. But he says, Chas V'Shalom, to assume that just because you see a person suffering from one of these things, doesn't mean that he did one of these avarice. So our Gemara told us the halacha of the rule of Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim and Pachim. Says Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Yanai from Masechet Shabbos and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, who says that somebody should not say, "Well, I'm going to go to a dangerous place," and assume that Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect him, because we can't. If you go to a dangerous place, there's no guarantee that you're going to be protected. Moreover, you have to be concerned that you'll limit, you'll take away from your schusim if you are saved by being in a difficult place. Tosfos goes on to say, if somebody tries to harm himself or kill himself, that even though he wasn't predestined to be harmed, still Tosfos says, he's going to suffer. So the question here is, and this is the question that Tosfos is trying to address, we know that everything is min ha-shamayim. On the other hand, we're seeing that a person has control. So the Mesilas Yesharim points out, the Torah says, v'neshmatim ha'oid l'nafsh ha'seichem. He says, when the Torah says, v'neshmatim ha'oid l'nafsh ha'seichem, what the Torah means to say is that if you won't take care of yourself, the punishment for not taking care of yourself is that you will end up suffering in a way that it wasn't necessarily predestined that you would suffer that way. I saw a very nice pshat, Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim U'Pachim, is that there are different ways how the two terrible attitudes, or two attitudes how people take towards Avodas Hashem. One is that a person has tzinim, a person is cold, a person doesn't approach Avodas Hashem with the proper varmkeit, with the proper enthusiasm. And then you could have sometimes pach chamim, a person gets over excited where he's not supposed to be overexcited. Says the Gemara that, but when it comes to do a mitzvah, of course a person should be excited. So explains the Imri Yosef. He says, Hakol B'dei Shemayim, everything is in the hands of Shemayim, Chutz Mitzim Apachim. This coldness or lack of warmth towards Avodas Hashem, that's in our hands. Why is that in our hands? So he explains that we know that the Gemara says, Hakol B'dei Shemayim, Chutz Mi'Yerushamayim. Yerushamayim is in our hands. How is Yerushamayim demonstrated? With the tzinim and pachim, with the warmth that we approach to do a mitzvah. And that's something that is not in the hands of Hashem, that's in our hands. So the Paiskim, based on this Gemara, discuss the Shiloh. We know that the Halacha is in Shabbos, as is taught us in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Shin Zayin, Sif Hei, that let's say there's a situation where there's no heat on Shabbos. So even though normally Amir al-Akum, we're not allowed to ask an Akum to do Melacha for us on Shabbos, but if it's a situation where there's no heat in the house, it's considered a situation of Makam Chayli, Makam Tsar, and therefore we certainly could ask an Akum to do Melacha on our behalf. The question is, what about if it's very hot? Somebody forgot to put on the air conditioner and on Shabbos, and it's very hot. Are we allowed to ask an Akum, are we allowed to ask a non-Jew to put on the air conditioner on our behalf? Our Gemara seems to be a raya that we may. Because our Gemara says that sinim and pachim, heat and cold, are considered situations that person is susceptible to. So just like the Gemara is saying that being hot, being cold is dangerous. If there's no heat in the winter, it's dangerous. The same will be if there's no air conditioning in the summer, we should be allowed to ask a non-Jew to put the air conditioner on our behalf. Says the Gemara, how do we know that when there's a chi of chorus, we say Kimle b'Rabbanei, the opinion of Nechunya ben Akana? The Pasuk says, by somebody who gives his child to the Moilach. The Moilach was the type of the name of Avodah Zarah that existed in those days, that they used to pass their children through a fire. And the Torah says, "V'bnei Yisrael toimer, ish b'ish b'nei Yisrael b'nagar gob Yisrael, ashiyite mezar l'moylech, mois yumas am oris yagmu ma'evan, ischayiv misa, ischayiv misa." And says the Gemara, the pasuk says regarding somebody who puts his child through the moilach, "Vim halim yalimu ama oritz asayneim mein eshahu besita mezara lemoilach levilti hamis asay." If we won't put this person to death, v'samta anes pane beishahu u'mishpachta v'achriyat asay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, if we won't kill him, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will kill him. Amr Torah. So what does the Torah say? Kairos shali, my kairos is k'misa shalachem, is equivalent to your misa. Because if we give the punishment that he deserves, we give him Mises Bezdin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if we won't give the Mises Bezdin, what I'm going to do in its place is Karis. So says the Gemara, Ma Mises Shalachem, just like we know, as we discussed, by Mises Bezdin, there's Alocha Potem Teshlumim, we say Kimle B'drabbanei, Af Karis Shali, we see from here, we say Potem Teshlumim, we say Kimle B'drabbanei. So the Gemara says, has given us two different sources, Haram Nechunya ben Akana knows to apply the concept of Kimle B'drabbanei by Karis as well. Either from this pasuk of Amhamel Yom Limu or the pasuk of Osun. Asking Ma'amai Ika Bein Rava L'Abaya, what is the practical nafkamina between Rava and Abaya? Says the Gemara Ika Benayu Zor Sha'ocha Truma. If a Zor ate Truma, if Yisrael ate Truma, for which the Chiv is Misa B'dei Shemayim, but not Karis. L'Abaya Potter, Abaya learns it from Osun Osun. And every time, Osun refers to any type of Misa B'dei Shemayim, whether it's Misa B'dei Shemayim, or whether it's Karis. The Rava, who learns it from the parasha of Echrati Osoy, so from there we see that only by Karis do we say Kimle B'drabbanei, but not by Misa B'dei Shemayim. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Or Labaya Potter, is that true that if a Zar ate Truma, he wouldn't have to pay Tashlumim? Because since the Zechi of Misa B'dei Shemayim, according to Nechunya ben Akana, we're going to say Kimle B'drabbanei, and he wouldn't be Chayiv to pay the any financial. Says the Gemara of Amar Avchizda Moedim Nechunya ben Akana, Begoin of Chelboi Shel Chaveroi, V'achloi, if somebody stole somebody else's Chelev and ate it, and for eating Chelev, we know that there's an Oynish, that we know there's an Oynish Karis, Shochayiv. So we don't say Kimle Medrabanei. And the reason is, Shenishchayiv B'Gneva Koinim Shabay Le'es Chelev. The Chiv Gneva comes as soon as you pick up that Chelev. And the Chiv Karis only comes when you eat the Chelev. So we see from here that in order to able to apply the concept of Kimle B'drabbanei, the two punishments have to come simultaneously. And if they don't come simultaneously, you're not chayiv. So, Alma, the Be'idne de Agbe Kanye, Mischayiv B'nafshoi, Chorus only comes Ad Ochele. Hachinami, Be'idne de Agne, when he, in Ad Truma, the Zor Da'ach Truma, the moment he picked up the Truma Kanye, so he's Chai for Geneva. So how could you say that according to Abaya, the case of Yisrael eating Truma is a case that you say Kimelei B'drabanei. We see from here that we don't say Kimelei B'drabanei unless the two Averis come at the same time. Answers the Gemara Hachem Ma'askinen could coin Shetachalei Chaveru Toich Piv. He didn't pick it up. And therefore, he didn't do a Maisa Geneva until it comes to them, until it comes into his body. And there, the two Averis came simultaneously. Says the Gemara, but that's not true. Soif, Kivin de Lase, the moment he began chewing the Truma, Kanye, it's considered that he took ownership for it. And at that point, he's Chayiv for the Geneva. What? Mischai benafshe, but the chiyuv for eating it lo hava ad debalai. He's not chayiv until he actually swallows it. So again, the two averis did not come simultaneously. Answers the Gemara: we're referring to a situation toichav loy l'toich beis abliyah. The friend put it into his body where he didn't chew it. Says the Gemara, but now we have to analyze this even better. Hechidami, exactly what was the story? If he put it into his body in a place where he could expel it, neheder, he should have expelled it. And if he didn't expel it at that moment, so he's chai for the geneva at that moment, and the chiv mesa will come later. But if he put it into his body into a place where he can't expel it, so then why is he chayiv? He didn't do anything. It was pushed down his throat, put into his body against his will. So Tysus explains that there are three places in the body where the food could be put into. It could have been put into a place where it could easily be expelled. It could have been put into a place where it can't be expelled. And could have been put into a place, or you could have a normal way of swallowing it. So he explains Tysus. The moment, if you eat it normal, the moment you start chewing, you're chayiv for geneva. Because that's the moment you made the food inedible. The chayiv misa only comes when it's in the body in a place where it can no longer be expelled. And therefore, so ask the Gemara, if it was put in all the way into a place where he had no control to expel it, so the question is, why is he chayiv? It's considered anus. So the Rishonim ask, why are we calling this an anus? An anus means that it was something done against my will. Maybe the person put it into my body, and indeed he put it into my body all the way deep to a place where it can't be expelled, but it was something I was satisfied with. So the Rashbah answers, let's look at the word of our Gemara. The words of our Gemara is Shetachav Lei Chaveri. He says the words of Tach Lei Chaveri means that it was done against my will. But Taisvis, quoting the Ritzbah, says that of course the Gemara could not be referring to a situation where it was done with my will. Because if it was done with my will, then I would be kind of it as soon as it came into my mouth. Because even though it never stopped at that point, the way it was put into my body was pushed down all the way. But if I was a willing participant in this activity, so the moment it entered my mouth, it would be considered a situation of geneva. And the chiv, for which the chiv mammon would come. But the chiv misa only comes when it's deeper in my body. Rabbi Chanan explains that this question, if something comes into my body, the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos explains Rav Chanan, is if something comes into my body, but I didn't do anything, but I'm satisfied and I want it to come there, is that considered a maisa kinyan that it's mine? The Ritzbah holds that it is considered mine. And Rashi holds that I have to do a maisa to make it mine. Without doing a maisa, it doesn't become mine. So as the Gemara, we're going to have to explain the case. He could expel it. The food was put into a place in his body that easily it cannot be expelled. But if the person really tried, he could expel it. So since it was put that deep into the body, so there is no chiv gzela. Why is it no chiyuv gzeila? Because that food became completely inedible. But he didn't do the maisa gzeila, and therefore the issa of gzeila only comes at the time when it's in my body, and that two chiyuvim came simultaneously. Rapapa Amar. The Papa gives a different explanation. He poured liquid of truma into his mouth. So as soon as they come into my mouth, it becomes non-edible. Nobody's ever going to drink something that was once in my mouth. So when does the chiv gzeila come? When it's in my body, the two come at the same time. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Ashi Amar, b'zor she'ochel truma shaloi. The truma that a zor inherited. Let's say a czar had a grandfather, a kohen. So at that time, he was eating that truma, for which there's a chiv misa b'dei shemayim. There's no chiv geneva at that moment because it belongs to him. You can never say somebody's chayv for geneva when it belongs to you. And simultaneous to that, he was also koresh royin shel chaveri. He destroyed somebody's property. So at the same time that there's a chiyuv misa, and there's also a chiyuv mamon, because these two things happen at the same time. And since they happen at the same time, that's why he's chay, that would be a case of kimle b'drabnei according to Abaya, because since the chiyuv misa here is misa b'dei shemayim, for Yisrael eating truma, and Abaya taught us that even by Misa B'dei Shemayim, according to Nechunya Ben Akana, we say the concept of Kimlei Midrabimnei. This Gemara could actually be used for a different question. The Paiskim discuss that we know that the Torah says regarding the Dalam Minim, V'lekachtem Lochem. And we learn from the Pasuk of V'lekachtem Lochem, that the Dalam Minim, in order to be yotze the mitzvah of Dalam Minim, one has to own the Dalam Minim. If you don't own the Dalam Minim, you're not yotze the mitzvah. And the question, the Torah also uses the word lochem, regarding matzah. So the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hei, Daf Lamed Hei Amad Aleph, makes a gzeira shava lochem between Dalam Minim and Pesach. And from there we learn that in order to be yotze the mitzvah's matzah, you have to own the matzah. And the question that comes up is if somebody's a guest in somebody else's home. So I'm not talking about children that live by their parents. Children don't live by their parents, so everything they have is from their parents. But somebody's a guest in somebody else's home for the Seder, and they're giving their matzah. Could there be yotze matzah with the matzah that they're given from the host? And there are paiskim, the Sfasemis, suggest that if one wants to be certain that he's going to fulfill the mitzvah of matzahs with lochem, he should do a kinyan in taking ownership of that matzah. Like that, he'll know he's being mekayim the mitzvah. But we know most people don't have that minig. And the question is, why not? So the answer is that if, based on our Gemara, the mitzvah of matzah, yoyotza, when it comes into Mayov. The mitzvah matzah yoyotza when it comes into your body. Whereas the mitzvah, the ownership of something, we just learned in the Gemara, in the situation of Geneva, of course, with the matzah that we're speaking about, there is no issue of Geneva. The person who's eating the matzah is eating it with full permission. But at what point does something, at what point does a food become yours? The food becomes yours when it enters your body. When it enters your mouth. So it's very geschmack. The matzah becomes yours the moment you chew it. And since the matzah becomes yours the moment you chew it, and the mitzvah only comes later when it enters your body into your mayov, so there's no concern that you're not having lochem on the matzah that you're chewing, even though if you didn't do a maisa kinyan in that matzah.